I was born in the Chicago area and was raised in a family where we attended church each Sunday. When I was 6 years old, my parents divorced, and at first I considered it an adventure. I had 2 birthdays, 2 Christmases, you get the idea. I remember my sinfulness. Even as a child, I would sometimes steal little things. In spite of all that, God used my dad in my life, even from a young age. The one thing I always believed was that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. My father always told me that Christ died for me personally. As a child, I was content. I didn't get into too much trouble. Then in the 8th grade, I began to experiment with smoking and boys. I knew this was wrong because I was attending church each Sunday with my dad. I was a part of the youth group, yet I had no meaningful walk with Christ. It really was all a show at church. My freshman year, I started hanging out with the wrong crowd. That got me into a lot of bad decisions, taking pills, getting suspended, and dabbling with alcohol. Eventually, I was diagnosed with depression. My life was sad, empty, and alone because I had no support from anyone. I began down a path of self-harm and destruction. As Psalms 40 says, I was in a horrible pit in the mud and mire of sin. My loneliness caused me to isolate myself from those who loved and cared for me the most. It also caused me to go towards the thing that the world promotes will satisfy. These things only caused temporary happiness, but never could satisfy. It caused me to do things I never thought I was capable of doing. The things I was doing was causing a snowball effect, and soon I was out of control. Somebody in my family had a big impact on my rebellion because of how they were living. I felt neglected, so I acted out to get attention. How I came to know Christ. When I was recently hospitalized, my life flashed before my eyes, and I realized how I was living. I knew it wasn't making me happy, but more than that, if I would have stood before God at the time, I would have gone to hell. I always told myself that I would follow Christ when I got older, but I knew now that I could die at any moment, and I wanted to know Christ. The Bible says in First John 3:10, by this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. I knew I was not a child of God, but I was following the devil in my life. But the next moment, my whole life would change. I turned to Victoria that day in the hospital, and I said, Victoria, I think I'm at the end of my rope. At that time, I was completely broken. I was numb to everything and sad all the time. I realized at that point no worldly desires could fill the void in my heart. Victoria and I spent a lot of time together, and she would talk to me about the Lord. She would share the things he had done in her life, and I felt I could relate. After she shared these things, I remember feeling something in me that I had not in a long time. Hope. Hope that I could be saved, that I was not beyond his salvation. Jeremiah 29:11 says it best. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I was admitted to the hospital a second time and was almost completely alone for 5 straight days. During my time there, I read the Bible. I also read a daily devotional Victoria had gotten me. That was preparing my heart for salvation. When I got home, I called out to God to take my sins away. I read 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He goes on to say, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. I don't deserve that Jesus Christ, my Savior, should die in my place. That was such an amazing act of love for me. I believe that he rose from the dead and that he lives in me right now by the power of his resurrection. Psalms 40:1-3 describes what the Lord did for me. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a song of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. My life since I came to know Christ. Since I came to know Christ, I am always thinking of my Lord Jesus Christ. He is directly involved in everything that happens in my life. For example, I am now making decisions in my life that honor God. Just a couple months ago, I made a life-changing decision to live with my dad completely. I had to leave my old life, my friends, and family behind to live a life of serving God. Jesus says in Matthew 10:37-39, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." I now have a hunger for the word of God. I walk with God in prayer. Before, when I was at my dad's house, I missed my worldly friends and habits. Now that I know Christ, I love being around my dad's family because we all love Christ. My brother Michael was a great example of how great the Lord is. Despite my family breaking apart, he held on to the Lord. His life has been a ministry to the Lord. It gave me an example of how I should live my life. I want to be with God's people and not be around worldly people and worldly friends. I truly love my brothers and sisters in Christ. I now have the conviction of the Holy Spirit. When I am tempted, he keeps me from sinning. I can no longer live comfortably or happily in my life of sin. I thank God that I am no longer what I once was. Jesus Christ has saved me. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new." My confession of Christ. As I've come for baptism and membership today in God's family, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is my rock, my happiness, my Lord, my Savior, my King, and my God. Titus 2:11-14 says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." Thank you.